Well, greetings, sports fans. I've been absent from the podcasting world for roughly 2 weeks. Most recent series that I've been working on has been Liberty Land, Gun Shop of the Future. Did 12 episodes. You know, I've talked about it quite a bit. Now I've gotten to the point with Liberty Land that I'm saturated for a while. I don't know if I've already brought up everything twice. So I've decided to start a new podcast called Business Opportunities. Now, what is Business Opportunities? Business Opportunities is my new podcast, and it seeks to spend 12 to 15 minutes discussing business opportunities, unique business concepts, things that have never been done before, to see if possibly they could generate profit and thereby wealth and thereby, you know, be real business opportunities. Now, got some parameters for business opportunities. I really like the idea of the one-man shop. I'll say that right up. One-man shop. You know, one guy does it all. You know, makes all the money and gets to make the decisions related to the money. You know, now if he wants to grow the business, you know, he could hire a couple guys. That'd be cool. You know, little associations of guys engaged in specific micro-business, empowered by tooling and technology from a firm that specializes in developing the one-man business. You know, the plumber, the electrician, the blacksmith, the farmer, the fisherman, the hunter. You know, all of these previous occupations that humanity has held over the millennia that have led to where we're at today. That is a tangential jumping off point. I could fly into a thousand discussions on hundreds of topics, but it wouldn't be business opportunities. Okay. Additional background on business opportunities. 20 years ago, I kept a series of notebooks for a period of maybe 2 years, where I wrote down in these 70-page, typically 70-page, single subject notebooks, reams of paper, covered with ideas to be for businesses and press clippings to support the contentions, graphics as I encountered them. I mean, there were graphics that inspired business concepts. You know, I mean, it's business opportunities. Yeah, those were some pretty good notebooks. I shall attempt to publish them somehow, in a PDF format, perhaps. But man, I'd have to scan them all, and you know, that's a couple hundred fucking pages. Take some time and some memory. Jesus. Anyway, moving on with business opportunities. Tonight's topic is fire ants. There we go. We'll get on the ant hammer. That'll be a cool fucking... An ant hammer is a cool fucking business opportunity. It's a concept that's never been done before. All right? Let's get some background data on fire ants. Solipsis vitrae or something like that. That's probably not the correct pronunciation, but what the hell. Fire ants, everybody knows them. There's two kinds, you know that? There's red ones and there's black ones. And you know, they're both small, they both swarm, and they both build a very distinctive mound structure. When you see a fire ant mound, you know, hey, that's a goddamn fire ant mound. Stay the fuck away from that. Unless you want to get bit 50 times. Those sons of bitches are mean. Screw up once around fire ants, and you will not screw up twice. You will learn to spot their nests and avoid their places of habitation, like the plague, unless you want pain and misery for days on end. A potent little bugger, the fire ant. They are so potent, so numerous, and so invasive, that in the 11 southern states, state governments have set up organizations in an attempt to combat said fire ants. All right, they're typically underfunded. Of course they're underfunded for the size of the task they have. It would require literally an army. I mean, if you brought home, oh, here's a corollary. This could be a fallout from the ant hammer, a little firm that kills fire ants. Ant hammer becomes so successful that it's required to bring all the boys home from overseas, the services. I mean, hell, you need an army to fight fire ants. Think about that. Divisions of men scouring the countryside, injecting fire ant mounds with an unusual slurry of heated solution. Scientific tests have shown that 160 degrees is sufficient to parboil a queen fire ant in roughly a second and a half. Larvae, junior, and eggs, well, done well before she goes. It only takes 2 gallons of solution to kill the entire mound instantaneously. Within 3 seconds, they're dead as doornails. Poof, mound's deactivated. You know, and what you're left with is not just a mound full of dead ants. It's a pre-aerated piece of soil. Understand this. The divot underground can extend 18 inches, maybe 2 feet. You know, fire ants are very industrious creatures, as are all ants. All the ants work like fiends because that's what they do. Ants, baby. Working like fiends. The only thing that matters is, what am I doing next? What's the next piece of work I can do? That's fire ant mentality. Anyway, so an ant nest is, let's say, a 2-gallon bucket underground and a mound above. All right. So you shoot about 2 gallons of hot water at 160 degrees into the mound. It kills all the ants instantly. Then you flip a valve on your probe and you fill it with, 8 ounces of mushroom seeds, spores, fungi, as it were. The fungi immediately propagate in the moist, hot, protein-rich environment of the dead anthill, you know, consuming the bodies of the resident fire ants and converting them into fungi of some type, a mushroom perhaps. There's many varieties of those. So anyway, let's say that you discovered there was a species of mushroom that, if grown on a dead fire ant mound, had an unusual flavor or beneficial properties. You know, became a rare delicacy. Or, let's take it a step beyond, let's say that fire ant man that had a 2-gallon footprint in 14 days would yield 5 pounds of food, 5 pounds of edible mushrooms. Bang! You know, 2 weeks later. So while you're out on the field working on the new fire ant mounds, you can harvest the ones you treated 2 weeks ago. And you have this this wonderful food product, let's say a mushroom, an exotic mushroom of some type. You know, mushrooms can be pricey. You know, that's a business opportunity. Kind of a flaky series of assumptions, but that is the nature of business opportunities. All right, this is going to be a short podcast because I think I've covered Ant Hammer and some conceptual ideas about what business opportunities the podcast will be like. I'm going to be throwing out little gems, boys and girls. If anybody out there hears this and actually makes one of these opportunities a reality, please let me know. Okay? Because any of these business things would be cool. So, this is episode number 1 of Business Opportunities, my new podcast. And we're getting done on the 5th of March, 2009. Man, 5 March, 2009. Scary fucking time to be an American. Stock market's falling to fucking pieces. All kinds of shit's happening left and right. Rush Limbaugh's being attacked by the White House. People ain't got no jobs. People losing jobs. I know 3 people lost jobs already. I'm on the fucking block. I know it. Interesting times indeed.